Now, Brad, look right here. The 3E. So that's one of those 21 new models right there. See there? You can see the model number down at the bottom of the hood. The big three, that means it's a 3 series. All right. How much horsepower, Brad?
38, isn't it?
There you go. You're a pretty good student, aren't you?
And
then that E down there, that E gives you a level of performance of that tractor. What level is that at? And the further we go up the alphabet, the higher performance level that tractor is. All right, now, we've got somebody that's pretty much an expert on these machines
we
to talk
sure
about,
do.
Don't we, Brad? Let's see what he's got to say.
All right.
Did you see the shuttle?
First,
it was so slick, I couldn't figure out how she did it so easy. Anyway, you're going to notice that today, this is one of the small introduce, and compact utility, and we call them cuts, just for short. Now, this tractor, we have more than one model of compact utility, and the reason why we're showcasing this one is because it's a brand new model, and it comes in two different horsepower brackets. It's 31.4 horsepower and 37.1, so you're pretty close on the horsepower. Models are 3030E and 3038E. Comes standard with mechanical front-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission. It's real easy to use. If you've got an operator that isn't real experienced, doesn't like clutches and gears and all the things that go along with that, then this is the tractor for you. This tractor has everything that you want, nothing that you don't, at a price you won't believe. If you never thought you could afford a John Deere tractor, then you need to look at the new line of tractors that we're introducing here today. Now, Jenny, first, show me, now there's two ranges in that transmission, right? A high and a low. And they're right there beside you. Now, how did you make that from forward to backward so easy? You have two pedals on the floor. It's really nice as they're very convenient. So you just pivot your foot just like you would from an accelerator to a brake on an automatic car. It does better. Standard. Mechanical front wheel drive, that works a lot better. Anyway, it has mechanical front wheel drive and it has power steering standard equipment and the hydrostatic transmission. Now we know that one of the four big uses for this tractor is going to be on the 3-point hitch, and we've given it quite a bit of capacity. It'll pick up 1,350 pounds. Now Jenny, what kind of tillage tools could we put on the back end of this tractor?
Well, Dick, we've got plenty of implements to go behind this great tractor. Hi, I'm Jenny Evans. I'm the Frontier Specialist for John Deere. And on the back here, we've got a one-bottom plow. Bill, what... Deere started with a one-bottom plow, and I think you were around then, weren't you?
Don't be pointing fingers at me about the one-bottom plow. Now, I'm not that old, Jenny.
Okay, fine. Well, anyways, for you gardeners out there, we have got a full line of tillage tools to help you get that job done. We've got this one-bottom plow, a two-bottom plow, a field cultivator, and then tons of tillers. I tell you what, you can really get that garden in really quick. And then also, this is a great tractor, and we've got plenty of implements to go with it for you landscapers that want to get your business going. We've got a lot of heavy-duty box blades, landscape rakes, and rear blades, really to get that job done.
And don't let the small size fool you. This tractor can do a lot. And you know, with all the tillage tools and stuff like that for your garden in the back, you know, I think my wife could use one of these. And I know that I could put a new line on my fishing pole when she gets done with it. Anyway, the other thing that we know, the primary use for this tractor is going to be the loader. John Deere designs and makes its own loaders for John Deere tractors and John Deere tractors only. And because of that, we can incorporate the design of the loader right into the tractor. This loader can pick up 1,160 pounds. And it's so easy to take the bucket off. Brad's in snapping two pins down here in the bottom. And there's a little holder so that you can put the pins in there so you know where they are when you want to hook it back up again. Now, you may not think this is a big thing. Just go out and look around at the competition and see if they can take their bucket off without using a hammer and a driver to take the pins out. So Jenny's going to go ahead and take the bucket off. So go ahead, Jenny.
You know, Bill, I see a couple more tubs in there. You think she's got some more presents for us?
Yeah, I bet she does.
You guys think you can yell a little bit and get you a free T-shirt, huh? Okay.
Can it be any easier than that? And hooking up is no harder. Now, just because she did it easy, you think, well, it's only on that model of tractor. No, it isn't. It's through the entire John Deere line, and their loaders are just as easy to take off. Now, some of the mechanics may be a little bit different when you get into the bigger tractors, but it only makes them easier than what you just saw right now. So I think we've just about covered this 3E.